This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks once again for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Pets B is the new social media platform by the millennial team of New York-based Andrea Nerup and Los Angeles-based Chelsea Rose Riggs. The brainchild of Nerup, the site combines two things that most Americans love, their pets and social media. And ladies, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having us. Very excited.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you both join us here today. So for starters, Andrea, how did you come up with the idea for Pets B? Let's start there.
I mean, I really owe it all to my dog, Angus. He's a 8-pound little Brussels Griffon, looks like a monkey. And when I took him over from a family in Sweden, I adopted him from them. They used to be my neighbors. I brought him to New York to live with me. And this whole world opened up to me of pet owners. And, you know, I'm obsessed with it. And I would start taking photos and videos. And I would imagine what he would say to me if he could speak or like what profession he would have. And after hanging out with other pet parents, I realized that this is a common thing. Like, people make up very like clear voices for their pets. So that's how the idea of Pets B came up, because I thought, wow, there should be a community where we only speak as our pets, and that is free from human drama or selfies or politics and that. But it's just this little imaginary world where we get to be our pets, essentially.
And what a fabulous idea. You got to love it. Good stuff there. Now, Chelsea, also great to have you with us on the program. Pets are so good for our health and well-being. I personally can admit to that. What are some ways in which our pets can help us with our health and wellness? Get into that. Share that with the listener.
I personally have that benefit from pets as well. I have a lot of animals of my own. I have 6 cats and 4 dogs and 4 horses. So I've got quite the little group there of mental health experts. But, to put it simply, in a lot of ways, they provide daily structure, you know, that keeps us balanced as human beings, which can be really hard, I think, in the today's world. And they provide also a lot of emotional security and companionship during, you know, unprecedented times of loneliness that I think especially were spurred by the pandemic, but were happening in different ways before due to technology. It's a double-edged sword in that way. And that's one of the things I love about Pets B, is it's something that it's online, but it's also that you have a tie to the real world with your pet. And, you know, they can also help you be more active and social and participating in the world, because, you know, you want them to have an enriching life experience. So it helps you have one as well.
Chelsea, well explained there, and I couldn't agree more with you on that. Now, Andrea, through Pets B, we see the world through the voice of our beloved pets. Do you think that this site is sort of a therapeutic for people in a world where most social media is political and often negatively emotional for many?
Yeah, no, I'm convinced that it's therapeutic in this way, because like you share your life as your pet, so there's no pressure there. And you connect with the personalities of other pets, so you can't really compare yourself to another pet. It's just cute photos. It's like easy conversations. You can tell someone that you love them, or you can be as silly as you want to, It's like on traditional social media, we are constantly exposed to unrealistic standards of life, or people share a lot about the politics or religion and everything. But the pet perspective really breaks down human barriers that could divide us in other ways. But now, when it's just about your pet, it becomes this beautiful connection that has to do with one thing, and it's the love for our pet. And that's the reason we like each other and nothing else.
Well, I'm sure you've excited the audience, and you got to love what's going on here with Pets B. We really appreciate all you're doing through the company. Today, we're speaking with the Pets B millennial team of New York-based Andrea Nerup and Los Angeles-based Chelsea Rose Riggs. Pets B combines two things that most Americans love, their pets and social media. And they've joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Animal Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So continuing on, tell us, what is the VetBee section of the app?
So Vetsby is, you know, our version of experiencing the telehealth, you know, televet section of the industry right now. But it's a kind of simpler way to do it, where it's more of a forum where you can go on there and just ask a vet a question, and you can search something. So, you know, maybe if your pet has a rash, you could search dog and rash and something, and you can, you know, learn a lot about other questions that people have asked. You know, it's something that we are developing even further to offer more, you know, like blog knowledge and just like more ways to educate the pet parent about, you know, their pet's health and make them feel as empowered as possible to, you know, make decisions with their own vet. And if they're new pet parents, to learn as much as possible about, you know, everything about their pet's health. So because it can be overwhelming, especially if you're a new pet parent, or even if you've had a lot of pets, because there's a lot of different things, you know, that can happen with their health, and there's a lot of preventative things that you can do to help their health. So yeah, pretty much Vetsby is, you know, our amazing kind of televet section of Petsby.
And that is a convenient and a great opportunity offered through the app, the Vetsby section there. Now, how does Linda Paw work, and what are some of the charities that have benefited from Linda Paw?
So Linda Paw is a campaign that we have every third Sunday of the month. And for each photo that users share this day with the hashtag Linda Paw, Petsby donates $1 to an animal cause. And so far, we donated almost $200,000 to help, you know, animals in need at, or like different causes. And we've donated to like small and large organizations. But often we also see if there's a specific need in some parts of the world, like if there's wildfires, we focus on that, or if there's like a storm, and, you know, so we try to follow the news to see where the money is most needed. But like I said, it's every third Sunday of the month, and our users love it. They get really excited about this campaign, and they start to fluff up their paws like days before counting down to this event. So it's a really fun event, and people get really excited about it. And, you know, it's just like you have to share a photo, and in this way you help animals. So it's a very nice activity to do, essentially, and easy to participate.
And how creative is that? Good stuff there. You've got a lot of great things going on here through Petsby. Now, how do you actually download Petsby? Talk us through that.
Okay, so we are available. You can find us in the App Store and also Google Play. And so, you know, you just open your iPhone and go into the App Store and type in P-E-T-Z-B-E. And that's us at Petsby. And you can also visit our website to just learn more about us, and that's petsby.com. But yeah, just look for us in the App Store and download the app. It's free and fun, and you can decorate all of your posts with, you know, our fun stickers and join challenges and, you know, see a bunch of other cute pets.
And of course, it is petsby.com for further details as well. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Well, if you have a pet, or if you know someone who has a pet and who loves to be social, then yeah, tell them about Petsby. We would greatly appreciate it. Anyone who, we love our community, and we are always excited about new members.
Yes, for sure. Exactly that.
And once again, we really do appreciate the both of you joining us here today, and for what you're doing in the space through Petsby. And thanks for joining us here today on ELth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you
so much.
Hey, my pleasure anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Petsby Millennial team of New York-based Andrea Narup and Los Angeles-based Chelsea Rose Riggs. And for all the details, simply visit Petsby.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the ELth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more ELth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at ehealthradionetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the ELth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.